monitor.
KDAA10KW8RRM.
Hey, good morning, Roger.
10-3 at 11 o'clock.
What's that?
Is my radio screwing up again?
No, I just didn't hear you.
You stood me up at 11.
I fell asleep in my chair sitting here.
Why did you do that?
Well, I didn't do it on purpose. Ah, so here I am, tinkering around with a deer feeder. Gotta get a battery for it. Takes one of those 6-volt square batteries.
You hunting in the morning?
No, I got too much stuff to do in the morning. I don't usually hunt in the morning a whole lot. I'm usually more of an evening hunter.
Okay, I didn't.
Man, I just can't figure out why you break up like that and cut in and out. I was, the wife and I had to run to Gaylord the other day. I had my truck, and I was hitting pull bars on this repeater from Gaylord and in the 740. And, I don't know. I just don't understand why you keep breaking up into the repeater.
Well, how's it doing now?
Time will tell. When you only say one or two words, sometimes you're fine. It's when you try to say a bunch of words, you know, talk a minute, and then it'll break up.
Well, okay, is it breaking up now? I mean, I don't know.
Not right this second or day.
Well, and maybe I do have something wrong with the radio, because right now I'm out here in the pickup truck.
That's very possible because, man, I'm hearing you, man, hearing you great right at the moment. We'll talk here for a little bit like this and see. It's very, very possible.
I'm hoping I don't have an issue with my radio. Talk on it. I don't want that to happen.
Yeah, I'm not hearing any crackling, nothing. You're coming right through, like you're sitting here in the chair with me, beside me.
Ain't that something? This old icon still does a pretty good job then, huh?
Yep. That time you had some static with you, but I was still able to hear everything you could find. It was a little staticky, but not like it has been. Well, time will tell as we talk.
Where would be coming from, that's all I know. I put the antenna back on my rig today and made my mind up if you had the same issue on the receive. I ran out here in my pickup truck, it's only 38 degrees out, and I got on my underwear.
I know when I looked out when I was getting coffee here a little bit ago, looking out there. There's frost all over my truck.
Well, there's frost all over my pickup, too. But now that the engine's warming up just a little bit, I'm going to turn on the heater and visit for a few minutes.
Yeah, wife's working overtime today. She don't get out till 2 a.m. She's working a couple hours overtime tonight. Her choice. You know, wanted to work. Her and her co-workers and wanted to work over, so they had plenty of work to do to keep them busy, so, yep, they're working until 2 a.m. tonight.
Well, what happened to you last night and the night before?
Who What do you mean? We talked last night, the night before.
We didn't visit last night. We didn't visit the night before either. Two nights in a row, you stood me up.
I'm here to tell you, we talked last night. Because Joe got out here and talked with us for a minute.
But that wasn't last night, that was the night before last.
I'm here to tell you, I know I didn't go, I'm pretty sure we were out here last night till 2 in the morning, blabbing. I remember being on the radio.
You're probably just not awake yet.
Pot liquor. Ah, Katie, you're making me think that I'm going crazy or something. I know darn well I was out here the last couple nights. It's 3 days in a row. Finally found the bolts. Should say my wife found the bolts that I bought for my tower that she put up and swore that she didn't. And she was cleaning in our bathroom closet. And it's like a pantry way. And yeah, she found the bags of bolts and nuts that I bought for that tower. I gotta make a new lid fix the lid to this heater I got. It's just a 5 gallon pail. I bought it at Tractor Supply, and it's electric heater. And last year I had a squirrel shoot a hole through the top of it, the plastic. Imagine that. I am dear. KD8HNT. KD8HNT monitored.
I pushed the wrong button on the ICOM and lost my frequency, and now I can't figure out how to get it back.
I hear you now.
Is it doing all right now?
So far.
Well, I'm in the house now and eating the microphone.
I'm telling you, I think it's to do with conditions. It does some of it. Because, yeah, so far you're coming in loud and clear, no problems.
The floor noise level is only 2 dBs when the heater ain't on.
Yeah, and I flipped over to the 740 to see what I could hear. How I hear the repeater compared to normal, and I'm hearing it pretty good from here. So that tells me conditions are better tonight.
You're talking to me now on the 740 machine?
No, I'm still on the 190, but I went down there when you were talking on the 740 to see how well I was hearing it compared to most nights, and I am hearing it better than I normally would.
Well, it was my meter on the ICOM. Your pickup truck, it buries it.
Well, I could say when I was in Gaylord, yeah, that was yesterday because I had to go to the Job Works. I had to get cigarettes. My wife needed to go to Walmart quick in the morning. What else did I do? I got lawnmower gas. Something else too, but I was playing around to see how well I could hear the 740 from my truck and from Gaylord. And yeah, I was hearing it good. I was keen enough, there was no one out there talking, so I couldn't gauge on what I was, as far as what I was hearing, but as far as what I was seeing on the radio, the meter, when the repeater was still keyed up, going on key, it showed that I was getting a good signal on it, so, I don't know. I just just don't know, but I know Joe said that they were, he had a little cranky problems with that repeater too at night, so I don't know if it's, and someone else told me when I was on the, the net, that ever since the ice storm, they got, have a little issues, a little bugs in there, they're trying to work out of it, it's not working quite as well as it used to, and they've been tinkering with it, trying to improve it.
Oh, okay.
But from my truck, I can hit the 190 that I'm on, the Petoskey machine, shoot real well. No problems at all from my truck.
The only one I got in my radio for Petoskey is 680.
Well, there is another repeater there, Petoskey. That's probably it. But this one is linked to the 740, and then it's linked to all the way down south somewhere. They're all linked together, kind of like on the west link. You know, I talked into the Vanderbilt machine, which is a 290, and that's linked. I talk to people all the way down to Indiana sometimes. There are people out there.
Well, I was going to start looking for repair facilities and stuff, but I think I'll wait.
Tomorrow I'm going to tinker around and drag and get the tower sections put together and stuff, get it all laid out there. So I got it all there. I just need the boys to help me dig that hole and stand her up. Well, I have to drop the other antenna yet, but that won't take long. I mean, it's just on a piece of pole. I'll drop that, take that pipe, slide it into the tower, the mass pipe, and then that's it. Make sure I clamp it good so it can't go nowhere. Slide up and down in the tower. And then just stand it up again. My nephews will be here Tuesday sometime, so wouldn't be Tuesday we would do it because they gotta get their camp set up and everything, but one day next week anyways, hopefully. Maybe sooner if my boy ain't busy this weekend, but me and him actually got to go back and we got to cut a tree out of the lane that goes back to their deer blinds. So I've been leaving it down so no one else can get in there. When I get in there with the side-by-side, I can crack back and that thing will drive over just about anything and I can get through there. But so we've left it down so no one else can get in there, so the monkey with their hunting spots and running in and out of there. So that's something we got to do either Saturday or Sunday to go back there and whack that tree out of that lane so they're not out there screwing around, being unfamiliar with the trail, trying to get back to their deer blind with that tree laying across there.
I'd get a couple bags of premix to dump in that hole after you stand up the tower. Get a level with a level, you know, vertically, and hold it in place and in a couple of bags of premix and soak it down pretty good.
Ah, yeah, that's what I've done before. I usually dig the hole big enough, and then I put great big rocks and stuff, concrete, big rocks down in the hole, and then throw ready mix in there, and then wet it down, throw dirt in there, and I had that tower downstate like that, I did it like that, that was 100 foot in the air, and that thing, I didn't have no guide wires, nothing, that thing didn't go nowhere.
Well, my homemade deal that I had in Vanderbilt, I dug a hole 6 foot deep, put my pole in there, then filled it all the way up to the top with premix and left it. And of course, unless the moisture and everything had it all harder than a rock.
Well, the only thing bad about doing that, the downfall of doing that far down, is if you ever have to pull it up out of the ground again, you're going to play heck. That's why I don't do it that way. It gets in there, it's not going nowhere, and then if I need to pull it up out of the ground to let it down again, I can.
Well, the last thing I thought of ever pulling it up, but I left it there when I had to move, too.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose the worst-case scenario, get the sawzall out there and cut the legs on the tower and lower it down slowly that way. But, you know, I could, once it's concreted in, I still might do it. Get some, steel bar and drill holes through it and drill holes through the tower. And then if I ever need to take it down, I'll have already on there where, like a hinge, and I can let it up and down that way. All I'd have to do is just sawzall it and then undo the bolt to let it tilt.
Done.
I don't know, I have to start, like,
it's about my bedtime.
Get up and have a word, and
so I'm going to let you go for now. I've been up for about 4 hours, and it's time for me to lay down and take another nap. And we'll catch you tomorrow evening, sir. KDAHNT WARRM.
All righty, Roger. You have a fine evening, and, here in a few more minutes, I'm going there and made some homemade beef stew for the wife. Well, for us for dinner, but about 20 more minutes, I'll run in there, pop it in the microwave for a bowl, and warm it up for her, so when she wheels in here, it's ready for her. So you have a great night, and yeah, we'll catch you tomorrow sometime. Then tomorrow night or maybe sooner. And you have a good one. 73 KDAHNT.
KDA DXQ listening. KDA DXQ Twitter.
Hey, DMH Mobile. DMH Mobile.
And 2 PBS testing.
89 LCA, 89.